How I spend my time.
How I spend my time.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. How I spend my time. All of us have the privilege of spending our time however we wish. We have the privilege of spending our time doing glorious things and uplifting things and worthwhile things, or we have the opportunity of spending our time feeling sad for ourselves. Now, to feel sad for ourselves is certainly not what we really want to do. We don't want to be in a condition where we want to feel sad for ourselves or must feel sad for ourselves. But what we can do is we can look at ourselves and we can say, I am wonderfully made. I am wonderfully created. I am wonderfully designed. Start praising the glory of you and how wonderfully created you are. And as you do that, you feel very, very good. I know I do. Every time I think a thought, I think how wonderful I can think that thought. How wonderful I can think a lovely thought about another person. I have all of the monks here at the monastery, and they're all sort of a glorious group of ladies and people. And we have visitors, and we have friends that come, and people who want to share the monastery for a day or a week or a month or a year or a lifetime. And as the people are here, they sometimes forget and want to remember some sad experience that took place in life, or they want to remember some difficult movie or some news broadcast or something of that nature. And I say to them, what are you giving to that circumstance? Are you empowering it to be wonderful, or are you empowering it to be something sad? Whatever I think about, whatever thought I have in my mind, is the power that I am giving to whatever I am thinking about. Now, my thought creates the things in my world. And what are these things that are in my world? Are they things that I want to create, or are they things I don't want to create? And if I look at the world in sadness and I say, gee, I don't want to create a world like that, well, don't. Create a world in goodness and happiness. Create a world by thinking of all the people on the face of the earth. The great, great, great majority are healthy, are wealthy, are happy. Wealthy, yeah, sure. Wealth is not a matter of having billions of dollars. Very few billionaires. But wealth is a matter of enjoying every moment of every day in every possible way that turns you on for that you may. Now, is that what you'd like to do? Would you like to be a happy person? That's a wealth beyond measure. Would you like to be a healthy person? That's a wealth beyond measure, and it's up to you by putting thoughts of health in motion for yourself. Would you like to be a sharing person? That's all a matter of our individual choice, isn't it? What kind of wealth would you like? Would you like all the money in the world? Well, that's fine too. Oh, I'd like to be able to buy anything I want to buy. Well, why? Not so much a matter of why, but are you buying the things that you want to buy? Or are you just spending your money with a certain abandon and carelessness? Are you sharing your money in a way that makes you happy? Are you taking the little bit that you have, if you want to call it that, are you taking the little bit that you have and giving it where you'd like to give it? To buy an ice cream cone? To share with another person? To give it to your church or to your synagogue or to wherever you go to worship? Do you take the money that you have and let it be a blessing for your thought and your world and your people and in your universe? It's up to you. It's up to you. How I spend my time, how I spend my money, how I spend my thought, how I spend my life is how I'm going to get the benefit back from what I give. Now, I'm not giving to get something back, but yet really I am. If I give happiness, I can be sure I'm going to get happiness back. If I give healthy thoughts, I'm going to get healthy thoughts back. If I give harmonious thoughts out, I'm going to get harmonious thoughts back. If I give thoughts out that are uplifting and supportive and rewarding to other people and telling other people how wonderful they are and how great they are and what a great world it is, that's how I spend my time. That's how I spend my largesse. That's how I spend the money that I have. I share it abundantly, joyfully, wonderfully, so beautifully everywhere I turn. Because that's who I am. And that's what I am. There's not a problem in this world for which there isn't an equal solution more glorious than the problem. There's no illness in this world for which there's not a wholeness, that as soon as we put our attention on the wholeness, it is ours. We could go on with all avenues, of thinking, with all avenues of being, and how I spend my time, how I spend my thinking time, how I spend my concern and my love, how I unconditionally love everything, starting with myself. How wonderful it is, and how great it is that I see all the things that make my life go round. How I spend my time as an absolute philosopher, I spend my time on those things that to me are important. And I spend my time not thinking about how it doesn't work, but thinking about how it does work, thinking about how all of the opportunities are there, all of the choices are there, and it is up to me to make a right choice, to bring about the opportunity that I want in my life. What sort of benefit do I want out of my being here in the first place? Do I want a benefit of being a happy person, a joyous person, a fulfilled person, a revealed person? If I do, then that's who I am. And I think that's kind of a nice thing to do. And that's what I choose to do. How about you? You want to join me in being the kind of person that spends your time on beneficial, wonderful, uplifting, supportive, fantastic things? Have a lovely day, and know that in every way, I love you. I love you. I love you.